Shachar Shabbos Parakos Mishnah Gimel Ain't Sharin is a Chiltis Bataishra. You're not allowed to soak Chiltis in warm water on Shabbos. Chiltis is a type of plant that was very sharp and was popular in very frigid areas. And you're not allowed to soak it in warm water on Shabbos because it's Mechzei Kemai Sechol. It has appearances of a weekday type activity. It's not Shabbosic. You are allowed to put the Chiltis in vinegar on Shabbos and then you would dip your food into it. The ain sharin is a karshinin. You're not allowed to soak karshinin on Shabbos. Karshinin is a type of bean that was used for animal food. And you're not allowed to pour water into the karshinin so that the refuse will float to the top, as this would be bayir. The low shafinosim. You're also not allowed to rub the karshinin in order to remove the refuse. Avonaisim latocha kvara or latocha kalkala. However, you are allowed to put the karshinin into a sieve or in a basket for storage purposes, even though some of the refuse might fall through the seas or through the holes in the bottom of the basket. And kaibin is a tavern of kfar, you're not allowed to sift straw on Shabbos by putting it into a sieve. And you're not allowed to put the straw on a high area on Shabbos in order that the shaft will drop away. And this would be a tolda of Zorah of winnowing. You would be allowed to scoop up the straw with a sieve and to bring it to the feeding trough. And even though when you bring the straw to the feeding trough using a sieve, some of the refuse will fall through the sieve. And that would be butter. It would be mutter to do so because of the dover she'ena miskavin. That's not your intention. You're not intending to be butter of the teven, so therefore it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a dover she'ena miskavin is mutter on Shabbos. When you do a malacha with that intention, it is mutter. You're allowed to sweep away and remove the feeding trough from in front of an ox on Shabbos so that dirt won't get mixed in with the straw or the barley and the ox will not want to eat it. And if there's too much straw in front of the ox, you're allowed to move it to the side on Shabbos so the ox won't trample on it and ruin it, or he won't dirty it with his excrement, according to Rabbi Doisa. The Chachamim forbid both of these things. The Chachamim did not allow you to remove the feeding trough or to push the straw to the sides on Shabbos. Now, if it's a dirt floor where the feeding trough or the straw is resting, then both Rabbi Doisa and the Chachamim would agree that you cannot move the feeding trough or the straw. The reason being that the Chachamim were afraid that if you move the feeding trough or the straw on Shabbos, you might forget that it's Shabbos. And if you see that the dirt floor is not even, you might smooth it out, which is also on Shabbos, is a tolda of bona of building. The machlokas Rabbi Doisa and the Chachamim is where it's not a dirt floor. So according to Rabbi Doisa, it would be mutter to move the feeding trough or to push the straw to the side since it's not a dirt floor. While the Chachamim holds there's a gzeira, a decree, that you cannot move it even if it's not a dirt floor, because maybe you end up moving it even when there is a dirt floor, and then you might come to even out the floor on Shabbos. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, it is also to move the feeding trough with the straw, even if it's not on the dirt floor. You're allowed to take food from in front of one type of animal and to put it in front of a different type of animal on Shabbos. And this would not be total shalola tzara, moving something for no purpose, as even though the food was originally placed in front of one type of animal, when you put it in front of a different type of animal, that animal will eat the food. However, you cannot take food from in front of an ox and put it in front of a donkey. And the donkey will not eat the food that was originally in front of the ox. And the ox rolls on its food, so therefore the donkey will refuse to eat it. So therefore, to move the food from an ox to a donkey would be asura. This would be toto shalot surah, moving something for no reason, since the donkey will anyway refuse to eat the food.